U.S. Representative Steve Kagan introduced the bill last month. If enacted, it would allow Lac du Flambeau leaders to sell reservation property. A recent referendum approved by the tribe formalizes the mortgage of nearly 1,900 acres of what's called fee lands, land formerly owned by tribal members, sold, then repurchased later with casino profits. The parcel represents 2% of the tribe's total fee lands. If sold, it would net about $5 million to help maintain tribal operations in the midst of a large budget shortfall hitting the Lac du Flambeau. Tribal member Rhonda Snow represents the Gnu Grandmothers, a band of women who've spoken out against Kagan's bill. She says selling reservation property could lead to big problems.
They're very sacred lands to us, and meaningful because we were able to regain these lands, and now they're at risk again. And of course, we're concerned as well we could lose our reservation status if we lost these lands and our land base was reduced to less than half.
Snow says losing reservation status means losing the tribe's sovereignty and identity, not to mention its casino and other economic projects. She says her group will campaign statewide against the bill. She adds they're also calling for an audit of tribal spending and an investigation into a $50 million bond taken out by the council earlier this year. Requests for comments were not returned by the Lac du Flambeau spokesperson, the tribal president's office, or Congressman Kagan. An attorney for the tribe was unavailable for comment. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.